Okay, so we last week did Sif Aleph mostly, so turn the Beis Yosef to at least what is part of Sif Beis. So if you turn to Kafayin Tes, there is first in the Beis Yosef there is an Aleph in parentheses Aleph, and then there is a Tesvav Aleph Aleph Beis, we'll save that. Then there is an Aleph Gimel in parentheses, then Beis. And in the middle of that, the next paragraph in the link to the later says V'chiyotzi Baze.
Aleph Gimel, I think
it's just down here.
Okay, so you got V'chiyotzi Baze. So there's a V'chiyotzi Baze that's Kasuv in Nimuke Yosef. The Nimuke Yosef is in the back of the Masechta Sanhedrin.
Kuf Pei Al.
Okay.
Yeah, at the bottom
of
the line, second line where it gets wide in the
ratio. Okay, so there is a Arba Misos. Right, so Arba Misos is in Masechta Sanhedrin. Going on the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. So Tanu Rabbanan is not so. It's a little hard finding this. It'll give you the source here. It says the Tanu Rabbanan lo tenachshu. Elu hamenachshim, so tenachshu is not, don't do nichush, don't be superstitious. So what is that referring to? Elu hamenachshim b'chuldo uve'ofos uve'kochavim. That you are superstitious with regards to a cat, bird.
Chuldo is not a cat.
Sorry, weasel.
Either a weasel or a rat.
Right, weasel or rat, sorry. You're right. If it was birds or kochavim. I'm thinking modern days we are nechush with regards to cats. But in the old days it was nechush with regards to weasels and with the stars. So what does it mean? So he explains the hadchashiv hacha ofos v'kochavim, that which refers to the birds and the stars. Hainudumi dahanaf tachashiv le'el kagon piso nafla mipiv maklu nafla miyado. For example, if a piece of bread falls from the mouth or the staff falls from the hand, that is the previous gemara. This is on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, on the previous gemara Samachay, the bottom of Samachay Amud Beis. So it lists a couple of things that are nechush that are all quoted in Shulchan Aruch Kofayin Tes Sif Gimel. So if the bread falls on the floor, your staff falls on the ground, so that's considered something bad. So she'ein behem davar chachma ela divrei shtus b'amu. So that's not considered divrei chachma. That's just shtus, right? Bread falls on the floor. It doesn't mean you're going to have bad luck. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do a certain thing. There's nothing you should learn from that. All right, hey, aval. But if you can recognize the, I think it means fluttering of the birds,
chirping
of the birds, so a nichush, that's not considered nichush anymore. If you can understand something from the birds, so that's already not superstitious. Why? Shadavar Chachma. That's already wisdom. I think Shlomo Melech, that was the first thing Shlomo Melech realized that he was wiser, that he could understand the birds. So Yishlom Akirim. Vishari Kid Eshchan Berav Elish, as we find by the story of Elish. That's not in that Gemara. I'm not sure what that's referring to. El Dahacha Lav Vahachi Eskinan, Elish Hu Menachish. But that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about Nichush. So Mizdamin Lo Of Ploni, but Derech Vachiyotzi, but like you pick a bird on the road and you just decide based on it. Even though with regards to Yoshve Benov we say the Asayona, so that's a story in Parakhelik with David HaMelech, that David HaMelech was captured by the Pelishtim. I'm sorry, that he tumbled into the Pelishtim territories later in his life, and he was captured and he was saved. It tells a story that they were going to crush him to death. They put him in the wine press, and the ground opened up underneath him, so he was able to be saved from the wine press, and then he was able to get out, but then he was captured again, and then and it was Erev Shabbos, and it says Avshalom was in the middle of a shower, and all of a sudden blood started coming out of the shower. Either or that, or it gives this case, the Asa Yona, that a Yona came, and Avshalom saw the Yona. So one of those two things happened, but Avshalom saw it based on that, there must be something wrong with David HaMelech, let me go and save him. So that sounds a little odd, that sounds like he's following Nechlish. So Vavmina Denimshula Knesset Yisrael Yona, so the Gemara says because Knesset Yisrael is connected to a Yona, Shmamina David HaMelech Yisrael B'tzar Shari. If the Yona is coming to me, all of Klai Yisrael is compared to a Yona, is compared to the dove, so therefore it must be that the person who represents all of Klai Yisrael, meaning the king, is in trouble. Okay. I don't know how he was able to make all those steps, but he did that. So why was that okay? So hasam lav nichushu, that's not nichush. De lo samchi ale legamri, because he wasn't totally relying on it. El simna bialmahu dinakitule, rather it was just a sign that he grabbed onto. Now, I'm not sure. I looked in the Gemara. I don't know what the other sign was. I don't know what else gave him an indication that something was wrong. The Gemara here seems to say that if you're concerned about something and you have this also, so then you can kind of rely on that sign. But he doesn't say what the other thing was that gave him any sort of indication. But that's what the Nebuki Yosef is saying from that. Similarly, Shenagu Lisa Nashim Bimilua Shel Levana Lesimintov. Similarly to what our custom is that we get married to women when a month is being filled. On the way up of the month, it sounded like the first half of the month, and as a simintov. So it's not that we're saying, oh, we have to 100% get married then. But it's a simon, it's something to add in. How that exactly is compared to Avshalom running after David because he sees a Yonah, it's a little bit of a stretch.
Avshalom wasn't relying on the Yonah because he wanted to verify himself.
I don't know. I'm unclear on this, but I know what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is saying that can't be the only thing you're relying on. It has to be something. It has to be a sign of something that you otherwise had an inclination about. Maybe that's it. Maybe Shalom just knew that things haven't been right with David, and he's been wandering around recently, and I have a feeling something might have happened to him, and all of a sudden this dove shows up, and that proves it, that something happened. It's unclear to me.
It's a little different than, like, if you always say, if a black cat crosses my path, it's bad luck. I think that's different than if you're taking a shower and suddenly this bird appears, which is not normal.
And you think something's not normal. I didn't know it's not normal.
Well, if it always happened, you wouldn't have taken it as a sign. So probably it didn't always happen.
Okay.
So therefore, he's something's up, and then he goes to see what.
Right, right. The water turning to blood. I hear. That's not what the basis. That's not what the Mukhi Yosef quoted. He quoted the other story.
Yeah,
so right, I heard to me that maybe the Yonah doesn't usually come, and they saw something was up because this Yonah came and stared at him. There's a, I think Rabbi Benny Friedman is one of the works runs the yeshiva Oraita in Israel. So he was a commando in the army. He tells this whole very, very long story, but I'll just tell it very quickly. That he was a commando leading 20 tanks. They're about to ambush a town in Lebanon, and he studied all the maps. He was the commander, so he studied all the maps. He knew exactly what he was supposed to do. He made the first right turn, then the left turn, then the right turn, and he figured he was about to get to the top overlooking the town, and all of a sudden there's a fork in the road. And there wasn't supposed to be a fork in the road. And none of the maps was there a fork in the road. But apparently nobody told the road that there wasn't supposed to be a fork in the road. So he's stuck there. And he's got 20 tanks behind him. And if he makes the wrong turn, so that who knows where they're going to end up. And but to just turn around and go back, there's another crew coming from the other side. So you have to call off the whole mission. You're going to lose any element of surprise, and the whole thing is over. So he's got to make a decision. So so the way he tells the story, he says, so what do you do at that time? You daven. So what do you daven? What's the tefillah you say? God, could you please help me? You know, I'm a good guy. I came to Israel. I made Aliyah. I'm an American guy. I don't have to be here. Now I'm stuck in the middle of Lebanon. Could you please tell me which way I'm supposed to go? And the way he tells the story is that a bird came and sat on one side of the road and looked at him and didn't move. And just stared at him. And he said, all right, let's just go for it. And he went for it, and it was the right decision. That's his story. You know, I can't make up such things.
It's more safe. If you're not sure, you always go right.
Maybe he went left. I don't know. He based it on the bird. That's it. So is that an Isser of Nefesh? So maybe not. Maybe at that moment, you know, you have this odd, strange situation. Maybe that's based on this, like, of Shalom. I don't know. But, Maisa Shahaya. Anyways, so one other. V'chein Omer b'kochavim shelo asu el l'kvoa lehem simen. So too, to look at the stars, you're not allowed to base your whole life based on the stars. Sim l'achvo nachish b'hem. To treat, you know, run your life based on astrology. Aval masha adam makiba merechas ha-kochavim. If a person recognizes within the constellation of the stars, u'mahalchon k'gon elu hovrei shamayim hachozim b'kochavim ein zu b'chlal nichish. But if you are able to figure things out based on them, and you adjust based appropriately, so that would be okay. That's not nechush. Ein zu b'chlal nechush. Sezu chacham gedola. That's using your wisdom. I mean, the Gemara talks of it. Now, the Rambam wouldn't agree with any of these things. The Rambam says it's all a joke, and or we don't. It doesn't apply to us. But this is in the other realm of the Rishon, and they say no. There's a chachma to it. The Gemara clearly talks about mazalos, and therefore you should take it somewhat seriously. The gezer shegazer kadosh baruch hu m'sheishim irrigation l'hanin gulam u'bekach. That's the way Hashem did it. We practical halacha. We paskin. We use mazalos. When do we use it? What's a classic example of mazalos that we take seriously? One is the whole, a lot of the things having to do with Chodesh Av that aren't necessarily dangerous. We consider it bad mal. We avoid court cases in Av. So that's not because it's dangerous. That's because it's based on Mazalos. That's a bad time for the Jewish people. So he says, that's okay. Al-Kain Yisfal Kol Chasad Levatli Menu Gezeris HaMazal Kim Eiz Adon HaKol Ba. So therefore, a Chasad can daven that please remove from me the power of these Mazalos. And that he could actually do what he needs to do. And we find Rabbi Akiva, the Umrilay Kildai, that he Kildai, what's a Kildai is a Chaldean. I'm not sure if it was technically a Chaldean or not, but they apparently were good at stargazing. So it's stargazer, possibly a Chaldean one. Abarsi, about his daughter. Vahava Doyig Amilsa. And the Gemara said, right, that is, it doesn't give you the whole Gemara here. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufna and Vavam and Beis, to track it down, with regards to his daughter, that he was told that his daughter was going to die on her wedding day. So yeah, he was all nervous, and then she sticks her pin into the wall that before he was asleep the night before, and kills the snake. And the snake comes out, and how did it happen? So she says, well, you're all busy preparing for the wedding, and this poor person came up, and I gave him what to eat, and that marriage he was saved. So it says that Rabbi Akiva was nervous about it. Right, so if Nasal and Nase, this was Hatzdaka. Right, and because of the tzedakah she did, so a miracle would happen. So he's quoting this as saying that, oh, you see, Rabbi Akiva was nervous about it. I would quote it the opposite. Yeah, he might have been nervous about it, but he didn't cancel the wedding. Rabbi Akiva didn't say, oh, therefore, so he didn't change by it, but he was still nervous about it. He still took it into account. But still, we're warned that we shouldn't place our total thought into these things. Because we're nervous about the pasuk of Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, and the Rambam writes Sha'af Chizayon Huvrei Shemayim, that even these things, the things in the Chizayon Huvrei Shemayim, the constellations in the sky, but there are Chacham V'Kal Nechush, that all of that is Nechush Ve'Enu Mechuvar, but that doesn't, I don't understand that Ad Kan Lashono, meaning that's all in Muki Yosef in Maseches Sanhedrin. So he's saying, yeah, there is such a thing as superstition when there's no basis to it. But he has a bunch of exceptions. One is if there's a simon that mixed with other things. Or two, if we have mesoras about mazalos and you know it, so that's something that should be taken into account. Now, how much to be taken into account? Well, he ends with the, yeah, but don't worry, but don't forget, we also have this idea of tam tiyem Hashem Elokecha. So how do you draw that line? It's very vague. And the truth is, going through Shulchan Aruch, it's still very vague. You should be tam, like a, you know,
pure.
Not really simple. One should be simple and have belief in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he adds in one more issue of Hamashanagu Shalisa Nashim El Bamilu Levana. This idea that you don't get that you should only get married during the time when the month is being filled. That's in the Muki Yosef writes. So the Ramban, there's a Ramban that's Tshuvas Hamiyuchasos LeHaRamban, which were found, which is one of the volumes of the Tshuvas HaRashba. They figured out that most of them were really written by his Rebbe, by the Ramban. So it's referred to as, so you have to, in order to get it, to find on the Bar Ilan, you have to go to Tshuvas HaRashba and find the volume of it that says Tshuvas Miyuchasos LeRamban. Right? It's a little backwards, even though it was really written by the Ramban. But anyway, Simon Reish Beit Gimel She'ein Nechush Ela K'Shem Shemoshkin Melachim Al Hamayim, that it's not Nechush, rather it's like they used to anoint the kings by a spring. That's one of the reasons we do Tashlich. She Timshoch Melachton, that their kingdom should flow, their kingdom should continue. So Kain Os the Mimile, that's what we do here as well. It's a Simon, V'lo B'chisarim, and it's not a problem, right? V'simna Tavahu, it's like a Tefillah. I'm adding that in. That's the way the Rav Soloveitchik kind of taught it. That it's like a tefillah. Kedera shemoshkin yayin b'tzinoros lifnei chasan, just as they would, I guess, pour the wine from the tzinoros, are what are tzinoros? Remember the pipes? You just pour wine through the pipes in front of the chasanim. Ve'imu mishum darkei mori, and that's not considered darkei mori. And it quotes from the Smakeh that they used to start mesechtos on Rosh Chodesh, which that's what I mentioned last week. That the idea that we start zmani in yeshiva on Rosh Chodesh, so that perhaps is based on this idea. While we're here, yeah, Yeah, take a look. The next thing Gimel says Minache should quote from the Gemara. Fine. The next part also, but then it says Umasha Kasuv also should be bold. Umasha Kasuv Achin Elu HaOmrim Shachu Tarnagol Zeh Shekara Ka'orif. So too, if somebody says Shecht this chicken because it sounds like an Orev, so that is included in Darkei Amori. This is the list of superstitions / Darkei Amori. That thing is, that's a problem. It sounds like you're not supposed to tell somebody to Shecht the chicken because it sounds like a raven.
If they did, is it Tokosh?
So hold on. So Besov Perek Bami Isha HaOmer Shecht the Tarnagol Zeh Shekara Arvis V'Tarnagola Shekara Gavris. That it says that if you Shecht this Tarnagol, which is called a which calls like a raven, but tarnagola shakar gavris, or a chicken that has a male voice, like it sounds deep. Yishpum yishum dark yamari. So that's a dark yamari. So why are you doing it? So it sounds like the problem is Rashi says shakar arvis icher yoser mishar chavre vali near shakar. It calls out like an orif. Shakar gavris also like a tarnagol, like a rooster. Umatsasi kasu mashenogim ol. Oh, 1 second. So we get to a second. So what's the concern? The concern is that it sounds. Why are you shechting it? So it sounds like because it's a concern of dark that the Amorites or whoever had a superstition that if the chicken doesn't sound right, so there must be some demon that's stuck inside of it, and therefore we better kill it as soon as possible. So that's what the Gemara seems to be saying: that get rid of this chicken as soon as possible because who knows what's stuck inside that chicken. So that's a problem of Darkei Amori. So the Beis Yossi continues and says, "Umatsasi kasuv." So I found the Maril Mashenogim Olam Lishchot Tarnagola Shakara Gavris. That our minhag is that we do shef these chickens. Omrim why hichin tziva hachasid. Because that's what the chasid commanded. What's the chasid? So that's part of. I don't know if we're going to fully get to it tonight, but savas Rabbi Yehuda hachasid. Chassid Os Nun. Full list of tzavas, I found it online. At least the translator of Yair Hachman did us the favor of translating the tzavos of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Number 50 is, a chicken that crows like a rooster should be slaughtered as soon as possible. So says the Maharil that we do it. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said we should do it. So who's Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid? We'll do the introduction now. Who's Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid? Who is he? Who was he?
Sefer Chassidim.
Yes, he's the author of Sefer Hasidim. Right, yeah. It's a pretty serious thing.
Yeah.
He was the Rebbe of the Rishonim. He was the Rebbe of, he was the, considered the father of Hasidi Ashkenaz. Not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, and not to be confused with the other Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid lived, I think, 1150 to 1220 or something like that. He was born in Met, in Germany, not so long after the Crusades, made his way to France, and he's considered the father of Hasidi Ashkenaz. So he wrote, well, it's unclear whether he wrote or not. The assumption is that he wrote, there's something found called the Tzavas of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. There's 78 of them. Apparently there's a new edition that has come out recently. I list them all out. And these are dinim that are found. Well, some of them are found and some of them are not.
Of course, not marrying
right.
A woman.
So perhaps the most famous of the Tzavas of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is that you're not allowed to marry a person who has the same name as your parent, right? I'm not sure if it works both ways, but certainly a woman should not marry a man whose father has the same name as her, and that leads to all sorts of shilas. So where does that come from? So that happens all the time, especially. I don't know. I'm not sure. I should have asked them in Chabad whether they hold like that or not. But that's going to become a huge problem in the next 10, 15 years as all the Menachem Mendels and start having kids and that issue. But that is raised as a that's one of the. The other prominent ones is the issue with if you have a sealed window in your house, so you're not supposed to. You shouldn't. If you move into a house that has sealed windows, you're supposed to make a hole in the windows. You've heard of it? Do you know for Shmuel? You ever heard of that before? I wonder if for Shmuel's knockdown. Rabbi Reisman in the shirim that I heard, he said you need a mesorah on these things. You need to listen to other people. He said that Rav Pam was machmer on that. That if you have a sealed window in your house, you have to open it up. Or figure out, or at least make a hole in it, but then you're allowed to seal it. Why do you have to open it up? So the assumption is it has to do with shadim, that there's shadim in the house, and you got to get rid of the shadim. Mm-hmm. I don't know, the Eifler sealed up all their windows. I wasn't sure. I got a little nervous in listening to this.
Might be radon.
What?
Radon.
Radon.
Radon gas.
Well, they sealed up, it's just probably stuck.
It accumulates.
No, the Eichlers? No, they seal them. She painted them over in order to seal them, yeah. Another famous one that comes up is you're not supposed to get a haircut or shave on Rosh Chodesh. So that shows up in the, because there's a, the Mishnah Berurah talks about that if Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on a Friday, which is during Sfira, so you're allowed to shave on that day. Plus it's Rosh Chodesh and Erev Shabbos. So they say, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Yehuda Chassid elsewhere that says that one should be machmir not to shave based on Rabbi Yehuda, on the chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So you say, well, that's only if the first day Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday you can do it. If it's the second day you shouldn't, they work that out. But that's like the only, for a lot of people, that's the only time they ever hear about not shaving on Rosh Chodesh is the one Rosh Chodesh a year that it's mutter to shave on Rosh Chodesh.
But there's something we say there.
One of the things apparently that's unclear is that the earliest printing of it came 250 years after he's dead. So you have to trace it back. You have to assume that it comes from him. Another terrorist that is given is that it was only written for his family. So one of them in this list, and it could be Yesh V'Yesh, it could be some were and some weren't. So Rabbi Reisman told the story that one of the tzavas here, I found it today, is you're not supposed to name, he doesn't want your kids being named Yehuda or Shimon. It has a couple others. Not to name the kids Yehuda or Shimon. So apparently the Maharsha, yeah, not to name a descendant of his Yehuda or Shimon. So it says a descendant. So apparently the Maharsha got up at, he was once at a meeting where they were discussing the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So the Maharsha got up and said, I'm a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and my name is Shimon, and my father's name is Yehuda. Right? So he gave an interesting pshat, Rabbi Reisman. He suggested that maybe it's because he didn't want all of his kids fighting over who would be named Yehuda. So his name was Yehuda. So therefore he said, none of my kids are going to be named Yehuda, and that would be a point. So maybe that one's... What? Maybe Shimon. I mean, Shimon was his father, I'm not sure. But in terms of that applying to... There's plenty of people in the world named Yehuda, there are plenty of kids in the world named Shimon, so that wasn't accepted. Rabbi Reisman's rule, the way he laid it out was, is that some of these made it in, and some of them didn't make it in. So the ones that are quoted in Poskim are ones that we should take seriously. If that's your Mesorah, it's appropriate. There are people that have that Mesorah, and some of these are quoted in Mishnah Berurah and elsewhere and things like that. But to start tracing through all of these things and start being machmer on all of them, so he didn't think it was appropriate. We'll get to a little bit more of it later with Sapiski Chuva quotes it. But anyways, that's the introduction to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Not that I know of. That's not the way it was described.
Just a series of...
Yeah. So... Anyways, so back over here. So the Marshal says the reason that we shech these chickens is because the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said so. Now that's a little bit more problematic because wait a second, the Gemara said you shouldn't. Why is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid allowed to say that you are? So okay, v'zim nechada havalon pischon peh bekami mahara. So one time we mentioned this in front of the mahara. Amay samchin and va'amar lanu she'omer ma'olam dafka she'omer shachlu tarnagola shekara gavris harezem idarki amori. She says, so maybe the heter is that the problem is if you take the chicken and say, ooh, this one sounds weird, you bring it to the shochet and said, shech this one right away because it sounds like a man. That would be a violation of this. But if you just take it stam and say, okay, well, I'm not going to waste the chicken, I'd like to have a chicken for Shabbos, it doesn't oster you from postulate from shechting the chicken just because it sounds strange. Then I saw a vacher came reisi b'sefer kavod shekasev achasid b'chasev sham tzavaso v'hiksha ba'atzma kushes. We asked himself this question v'yishevota and he answered it v'shachach v'chiluko and I forgot what his chiluk was. Okay, so anyways, this issue of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, how that involves itself with Mekush, so that's obviously an important issue that will get to. All right, let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch itself. Okay, so this issue I didn't see quoted in the Beis Yosef, the first thing that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and that is Nagush in Matchilin Bebeis Uvedala, that you're not supposed to start something of importance on Mondays or Wednesdays. What's the reason not to? So what does that mean? There's something like having like moving into a new house. So there are those that are machmir, not to move into a new house on Mondays or Wednesdays. why? What's wrong with Mondays or Wednesdays? So apparently the Torah Tamima in Bereishis has this, of all places. And he says, number one, because there's no Kitov on Monday. Right? So that's Monday's a bad day. No one likes Mondays.
Everyone knows Monday's a bad day.
Right, for many reasons. And Wednesday, there's some issue with the sun, that the morose that is spelled with letters in the wrong order or something. I forgot what it is. But there's something with one of the words there that puts it in the wrong order, which indicates some kind of bad. But the Gemara also mentions, however, that somebody who's born on Wednesdays is going to be bright. In fact, the sun is born on Wednesdays, that's the day the sun was created, so you're going to be a bright kid. All right, whatever. But the Shulchan Aruch says not to start things on Mondays or Wednesdays. And that there are those that are machmer on that. Also, it says ve'inosin nashim el v'miloy halavana. So, not to marry women during the, except for when the month is getting longer. So he says v'achein. Okay, so we'll get into the Ramah in a second. So that din, have you heard this before? Other than this year, not to get only get married in the second half of a month. Not sorry, first only half. Get married in the first half of a month. So that, I remember hearing that in the context of Nichlish. Whenever you talk about Nichlish, so that's one of the things that come up. That's one of the things mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So why is it okay? Why are we makel on it? So we saw in the Beis Yosef why we're makel on it, because it's not that we're totally focused on it. We're saying that's a siman. That's like a tefillah. That just as the moon is rising, so too our marriage should rise. It's a form of tefillah, therefore it's okay. So Rav Schechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Salvechik, someone asked Rav Salvechik about this once. He said, yeah, you could be machmir. I think terminology is you could be machmir, but not machmir. You could say, yeah, if you give it a choice, let's get married the first half rather than getting married in the second half. But to say, I'm absolutely not going to get married unless it's in the first half of the month, so that would be a violation of Nefesh. I mean, taking it too far is a violation of Nefesh, but including it as part of your tefillah, so then that's okay. So Reisman pointed out also that it's a little bit overrated, the chumrah about this, because he said, first of all, 3 months of the year, it's not an issue. Again, the end of Nisan, the end of Iyar, and the end of Tammuz are all either Sphere or the 3 weeks. So those three are out. And then
I think that people should be married, like, you know, Tisha B'Av is the beginning of the month, and so it seems like
well, he adds in that there's a few others that doesn't apply. So Adar, Nisan is Sphere month, but he had a few Adar, Tishrei, maybe Elul, I don't remember. He had a few months that apparently they're Mekel on. And then you add that also apparently the Hasidish Poskim are Mekel up till Chaf Gimel. Or even maybe in the Chaf Dalet. Okay. So the moon is still full for a couple more days. So he said, at the end of the day, this whole thing only applies to 30 days a year anyways. But there is such an Inyan that is out there, that, you know, it's going to be hard to find. It's good to know, for one planning weddings, that to find a wedding hall in Lakewood or Brooklyn is a lot easier to do the end of a month than the beginning of a month.
What about Hanukkah?
Right, Hanukkah is one of the months that is considered good. Yeah, you can do it. In fact, there's a lot of people like it. I always wondered about Hanukkah. Was the people who all these shilas about having a wedding on Hanukkah? I said, who gets married on Hanukkah? Like, why? Like, it seemed like a great night to get married. But first of all, I think I'm going to be invited to a wedding this coming Hanukkah.
My son got married on Hanukkah.
Oh, okay.
And it was Rabbi Kolevsky's birthday.
That's a big mistake.
And there's also this issue, but apparently Hanukkah is.
Was that the ice storm?
Yes, no, the ship was the ice.
Okay.
I got married on half. I was there. I was married on half Vav.
So.
Of. As was Rav Tzvi.
Some are machmer, some are not, clearly. But this one's called Shulchan Aruch, so you can't just like shove it away, you know.
Speak of Shmuel, it's his grandson.
All right. Okay. There's another. Today I opened up a. I was in LMS, and I opened up apparently the. In the Shema Halevi, where Vazir is Chuvas, he has a whole book of Avtichos. So I just opened up wondering if he has any Chuvas that quote this. So he has two. One of them was, one of them just asked in general whether you should be Machmer. He said, yeah, you should be Machmer, unless, you know, whatever. But the other one said, I scheduled my wedding for Rosh Chodesh. I thought I was doing the right thing. Right. And then I looked at the Molad, and it's one of those months when the Molad was coming after Rosh Chodesh. So I have to move the wedding now because the whole Chap is supposed to be when the moon is rising, but at that point it's still going down. So he just said very quickly, so first of all, you're marrying on Rosh Chodesh, that's a good day anyways, so don't worry about it, which gives me peace of mind. I got married on Lamed, Adar Aleph, Shehi Rosh Chodesh, Adar Beis. That's still good. And he said, also you already arranged a date, so moving a date is also not a good thing to do. And then the third thing he said is, if you're over 20, it doesn't apply. There are those that are, a lot of these chumras of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, they say if you're above 20, a lot of them are nullified. So a lot, that's a room to be makel on a lot of these things. Now in those worlds, you're not always going to be able to have that kula. But in our world, we're generally be able to invoke the kula of being 20 or older. Fine.
So as far as Wednesday is concerned, Oros is written Choser. That's the vav that he mentions Askaru and Rashi is. Yes.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. So that's what it's that's what it's based on.
Yeah. Because that's the day, somehow that's the day when it's likely the kids are going to get Askaru. And therefore, he used to fast on that day.
Okay. All right. So in Sif Gimel, they say Ha'omer Piti Nafla Mipi. This is really a straight out that Gemara, the Gemara before the Gemara we quoted, that my bread fell out of my mouth, or my staff fell out of my hands. Obeni Korili Machorai, or my son called me from behind. That what it is? Osha Tzvi Hifsiku B'derech, or a deer ran out in front of me on the road. Osha Avar Nachash Mi Mino, or a snake came out of my right. Or a Shuel Mi Smolo, or a fox on my left. There was on Shabbos we were walking to the JCC for Kiddush, and there was a very large fox came right out of the parking lot of the JCC.
Yeah, I've seen foxes. Usually chasing rabbits.
Pretty. It went right across the street, across Haverford Road.
Yeah. Last night after the wedding. All right. There was a deer after the wedding. Did you see
it? Oh, it scared me.
Yeah, we see.
When I was leaving the wedding, there was a deer that came out. It would have run across the street. I stopped and saw the lights and went back.
Ulamisha irlo echad me elu osu menu nichush. So if you do any of these things, so then that's nichush. Shalom latzis l'derech. O shalom lahaskam v'lacham. If because of these things, you don't start your trip, or you don't do any work. So then that would be a problem of nichush. V'chein hamenachshim b'chulda uva ofos uva kulchavim. I quoted before the weasel, the bird, or the stars. V'chein haomer al taschil l'gavos mimeni shachris. Is also mentioned in that card. Don't collect. I don't want to be the first. And the tax collector comes and collects. So don't collect for me first. Some kind of consideration of bad luck. Who motzi Shabbos or who motzi Rosh Chodesh? Or don't collect for me the first after Shabbos or after Rosh Chodesh. V'chein ha'omer tarnagol. And this was the case we mentioned. Ha'omer shachut tarnagol shakara ka'oriv. V'tarnagolas zu shakara ka'tarnagol aser. So totu, somebody says, shech this chicken that sounds like a raven, or shech this chicken that sounds like a rooster. So all of those are considered aser. So the Ramah then quotes, the Ramah says, yesh omer mim'enu omer hatam. If you don't say the reason, mitzvah lishko to tarnagolas, why you're shechting this chicken, el omer, you just say stop, shechta tarnagol zu mutters, then it's okay, l'shechta kishakara katarnagol, when it's actually sounding like a tarnagol. And Beis Yosef b'shem, who we quoted over there, v'chein hu aminug, and so too that is the minhug. There is a gra, I believe, on this ches, yeah, king kas of Ches, King Kus of Maril, yeah, it's a dollar. Okay, Simon Kufi Ches, Shekach Amrlei Maral Liyashi Minag Olam Vidvarav Kashin Kachomets Lishinayim, and that is difficult like vinegar to the teeth. Lignov Das Hamakom, right? You're trying to steal do Gnevis Das. How does that work? Aval to do this kind of right to try to fool God, so to speak. Aval Maril Kus of the Minag Hual Pi Hagirsa Shab Bishabes Bechol Hasugya Einbo Mishum Darkei Amori. That there's a different girsa in that Gemara. The Gemara and the girsa that they have of that Gemara is not that it is Darkei Amori, but rather that it's not Darkei Amori. So Vilagon says that's the reason that we're Mekel, because it's a different girsa in the Gemara. So according to the Gra, there is no heter of not saying the reason. According to the Ramah, that should apply across the board. If there's something that seems to be problematic because of superstition, so if you don't mention the reason you're doing it, according to the Ramah, it sounds like that would be leeway to do certain things. Okay, there is a Piskei Tshuva here. that Pesach Teshuva based himself on that concept of the Ramah, right? The Ramah just said that if you don't say the reasons, then you're okay. So it says the Pesach Teshuva, "Me'eno motzi advarim," if you don't actually say it, "El nachashim b'liwi," just think it, "v'ninna mi'aska v'idei nachashim an nachashim e'ila," mutter. He thinks it's mutter. Sheroyal adam lachush ala chashash shechoshin b'abrios, because a person is allowed to be choshish for the things that that exist in nature. So that we saw that the Beis Yosef mentioned in, from the Mukhe Yosef, that if you're allowed to be concerned for mazalas, you just shouldn't what? So here at least you have some amount of gedder. You shouldn't say it out loud. You should only say it to yourself. Okay. So King Kasav be. Do you know what it says? Shin Gimel? I don't know what Shin Gimel is. Shilte Giborim, but Shilte Giborim and Perek Beis Dev, or maybe it's Perek Beis Dev Avodah Zarah. Okay. Shilte Giborim in the second Perek of Avodah Zarah. That must be what it is. Vayin Tosos Bo Metzia Daf Chofav Amad Beis, who just did in Daf Yom Mikabi Had Amar Hasam Kisva Arniki Lo Mishali Inish Mishum De Misimna Hikdu Daha Havi Nechush. So the Gemara comments, the Gemara there is talking, it's in the end of Elu Metzius, talking about finding lost objects. So it says if you find a get that's attached to your purse, to a certain person's purse, you could assume that it's his get. That's what the Gemara is talking about. So the Gemara, why? Why shouldn't I assume that maybe he lent the purse to somebody else and it's someone else's get? So the Gemara says, no, because people don't lend down their purses because of Nechush. So it sounds like it's okay. Now, I could think, well, it might be Nechush, and people do it anyways. People probably violate many things because of Nechush. But the Gemara seems to assume that it's okay. And Tosfos seems to assume that it's okay. So Tosfos there asks, how could it be, isn't that a problem of Nechush? And he gives some kind of answer, but it doesn't really solve the mashmah. The low ka shilte giborim v'gam kapas. He didn't say anything, so it sounds like it's a different. He comes up with a different reason why it's okay. But v'gam kash mizal haramah b'siv zen. Also, you would ask on that based on this ramah. So that's questionable. So at least you have this ramah that says that if you don't say it out loud, that that's the reason you have what to rely on. But again, you have the Vilna Gaon who kind of pulls the rug out from under that din. So the next section is the. Is the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid thing? Probably you should do it justice. We should save for next week. All right. So we had our introduction to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid this week. I'll do a little bit more about him. Here's the Shem next week. Okay.